In Canada, we have so many different levels of government, each with its own area of responsibility. The problem is these areas frequently overlap, causing a bureaucratic nightmare. This particularly Canadian phenomenon has been dubbed jurisdictional gridlock. Look at how we handle pesticides. They have to be registered federally in order to be manufactured and marketed. Provincial permission is required for companies to sell or apply them. And at the local level, municipalities can enact bylaws concerning their application. In the U.S., by contrast, the handling, distribution, and licensing of pesticides all falls under federal jurisdiction. So at least you only have to deal with one level of government, which should save time and effort. But a recent victory by the town of Hudson, Quebec, has demonstrated that sometimes a lot of red tape can actually be a good thing. The town's battle to control the use of pesticides within its borders went all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada. The court not only upheld their right to protect local health and the environment, it also encouraged other municipalities to follow the Hudson example within the broad domain of Canadian and international law. This wasn't just a victory for community activists in Hudson. The Supreme Court decision gave all Canadian communities the power to take action on their own behalf. And believe me, they're seizing that power. In the wake of the Hudson decision, towns and cities right across the country are in the process of enacting legislation that would severely restrict the use of pesticides within their borders. This is a remarkable turn of events, and it clearly demonstrates the power that one community can have. Jurisdictional gridlock may be a pain to wade through, but in the light of what happened in Hudson, it can also be a really good thing.